ಯಥೇದಂ ಸೃಜತೆ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ದುರ್ವಿಭಾವ್ಯಮದೀಶ್ವರಃ ಭೂಯಏವ ವಿವಿತ್ಸಾಮಿ ಭಗವಾನಾತ್ಮಮಾಯಯಾ ಯಥೇದಂ ಸೃಜತೆ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ದುರ್ವಿಭಾವ್ಯಮದೀಶ್ವರಃ ಭೂಯಏವ ವಿವಿತ್ಸಾಮಿ ಭಗವಾನಾತ್ಮಮಾಯಯಾ ಯಥೇದಂ ಸೃಜತೆ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ದುರ್ವಿಭಾವ್ಯಮದೀಶ್ವರೈಃ ಭೂಯಏವ ವಿವಿತ್ಸಾಮಿ ಭಗವಾನಾತ್ಮಮಾಯಯಾ ಯಥೇದಂ ಸೃಜತೆ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ದುರ್ವಿಭಾವ್ಯಮದೀಶ್ವರೈಃ ಭೂಯಏವ ವಿವಿತ್ಸಾಮಿ ಅನಾತ್ಮಮಾಯಯಾ ದುರ್ವಿಭಾವ್ಯಮದೀಶ್ವರೈ ಮಾತಾಜಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಟು ವರ್ಡ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಭೂಯಃ Again, eva, also, vivitsami, I wish to learn, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Atma, personal, Mayaya, by the energies, Yatha, as, Idam, this phenomenal world, ಸೃಜತೆ ಡಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ಯುನಿವರ್ಸ್ ದುರ್ವಿಭಾವ್ಯಂ ಇನ್ಕನ್ಸೀವಬಲ್ ಅದೀಶ್ವರೈಹಿ ಬೈ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಐ ಬೆಗ್ ಟು ನೋ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಯು How the personality of Godhead by his personal energies creates these phenomenal universes as they are, which are inconceivable even to the great demigods. Purport. In every inquisitive mind, the important question of the creation of the phenomenal world arises. And therefore, for a personality like Maharaj Parikshit, who has to know all the activities of the Lord from his spiritual master, such an inquiry is not uncommon. For every unknown thing, we have to learn and inquire from a learned personality. The question of creation is also one of such inquiries to be made to the right person. The spiritual master, therefore, must be one who is Sarvajna, as stated herein before in connection with Shukadeva Goswami. Thus, all inquiries on God which are unknown to the disciple may be made from the qualified spiritual master, and here the practical example is set by Maharaj Parikshit. It was, however, already known to Maharaj Parikshit that everything we see is born out of the energy of the Lord, as we have all learned in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Janmad Yasya Yataha. So Maharaj Parikshit wanted to know the process of creation. The origin of creation was known to him. Otherwise, he would not have inquired how the personality of Godhead by his different energies creates this phenomenal world. The common man also knows that the creation is made by some creator and is not created automatically. We have no experience in the practical world that a thing is created automatically. foolish people say that the creative energy is independent and acts automatically, as electrical energy works. But the intelligent man knows that even the electrical energy is generated by an expert engineer in the localized powerhouse, and thus the energy is distributed everywhere under the resident engineer supervision. The Lord's supervision in connection with creation is mentioned even in the Bhagavad Gita 9.10, and it is clearly said there that material energy is a manifestation of one of the many such energies of the Supreme. An inexperienced boy may be struck with wonder by seeing the impersonal actions of electronics or many other wonderful things conducted by the electrical energy. But an experienced man knows that behind the action is a living man who creates such energy. Similarly, the so-called scholars and philosophers of the world may, by mental speculation, present so many utopian theories about the impersonal creation of the universe, but an intelligent devotee of the Lord, by studying the Bhagavad Gita, can know that behind the creation is the hand of the Supreme Lord. Just as in the generating electric powerhouse, there is a resident engineer. So that's a very long purport. I will cover the points in the purport in the course of the class. ஓம ஜான திமிரந்தஸ்ய ஜானாஞ்சன ஷலாகய சக்ஷுரோன் மிலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நம. நம ஓம் விஷ்ணுபாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த ஸ்வாமிநிதி நாமினே நமஸ்தே சாரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷா சூன்யவாதி பாஷ்சாத்ய தேசதாரிணே ஜெய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌரபக்த விருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. So we are reading this second canto, fourth chapter. In this particular verse, Parikshit Maharaj is asking a question to Shukadeva Goswami. Bhūya eva vivitsāmi Bhagavān ātma māyaya yathedam srijate viśvam துர்விபாவிய மதீஸ்வரைஹி. பூய அகைன், தட் மீன்ஸ் த டாபிக் ஆஃப் கிரியேஷன். ஹீஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் கொஸ்டின் அபவுட் கிரியேஷன் பிகாஸ் ஹீஸ் யூசிங் த வேர்ட் அகைன். தட் மீன்ஸ் இட் வாஸ் ஆல்சோ ப்ரீவியஸ்லி டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் பை சுக்தேவ் கோஸ்வாமி. இன் ஃபேக்ட் ரைட் இன் த பிகினிங் ஆஃப் தி பாகவதம் இட் வாஸ் மென்ஷன்ட் ஜன்மாத்யஸ்ய யதஹ. The absolute truth is one from whom everything emanates, who is the cause of creation. So the topic of creation was already mentioned previously, so therefore saying bhūya again. Bhūya eva vivitsāmi. Vivitsāmi means veditum icchāmi, I desire to know. So this word gives indication of Parikshit Maharaj's eagerness. Jnana Trishna, a disciple should have a great thirst for getting spiritual knowledge, should have a great eagerness for getting spiritual knowledge. So that is exhibited by in this word veditum icchami, vivitsami. Bhūya eva vivitsami bhagavan atma mayaya. Atma mayaya refers to Bhagavan's energy. It can refer to the external energy or the internal energy. But in this shloka, it refers to the external energy because Bhagavan creates this world by his external energy. Atma mayaya, by the external energy, Bhagavan yatha yatedam srijate vishvam. యథా ఇదం విశ్వం సృజతే. ఇదం విశ్వం, దిస్ యూనివర్స్ సృజతే. హౌ ద లార్డ్ క్రియేట్స్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ విత్ హిస్ ఆత్మమాయ, విత్ హిస్ ఎనర్జీ. భూయ ఏవ వివిత్సామి, ఐ డిజైర్ టు నో దట్. ఐ డిజైర్ టు నో దిస్ అగైన్. యతేదం సృజతే విశ్వం, అండ్ దిస్ టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ ఇస్ సచ్ దట్ దుర్విభావ్యం అదీశ్వరై. దుర్విభావ్యం మీన్స్ వాట్? దుర్విభావ్యం మీన్స్ అతర్క్యం, విచ్ ఇస్ బియాండ్ ద లాజిక్ ఆర్ విచ్ ఇస్ బియాండ్ ది గ్రాస్ప్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ అండ్ లాజిక్ అండ్ సెన్సెస్ ఆర్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఇన్కన్సీవబుల్. దుర్విభావ్యం ఫర్ హూమ్? అదీశ్వరై. అదీశ్వరై మీన్స్ బ్రహ్మాదిభి దేవతాః. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇన్కన్సీవబుల్ హౌ ద లార్డ్ క్రియేట్స్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇన్కన్సీవబుల్ ఈవెన్ ఫర్ బ్రహ్మ, శివ అండ్ ఆల్ ది దేవతస్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద శ్లోక వేర్ పరిషత్ మహారాజ్ ఇస్ ఆస్కింగ్ అబౌట్ ద క్రియేషన్. సో పరిషత్ మహారాజ్, హీ బిగాన్ యాక్చువల్లీ when Shukadeva Goswami arrived, Parishad Maharaj asked a question that what a person should hear. Yat Shrotavyam Ato Japyam Yat Kartavyam Nribi Prabhu Smartavyam Bhajaniyam Va Bruhi Yadva Viparyayam. What a person should hear, chant, remember, and what one should not hear, chant and remember. And Shukadeva Goswami gave a very straightforward answer. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Harihi Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Ichchata Abhayam. One must hear, chant and remember the Supreme Lord Hari if a person wants to get freedom from fear. Ichchata abhayam. So Shukadeva Goswami gave a very straightforward answer. One must hear, chant and remember the Supreme Lord. So now, but Parishit Maharaj, so there are, if you want to hear about the Supreme Lord, there are so many qualities and pastimes of the Lord. But Parishit Maharaj begins with the creation pastimes. I first want to hear the Srishti Leela of Krishna. So the Govardhan Leela are the different other Leelas in Vrindavan, are the different Leelas of the other incarnations of the Lord. Parishat Maharaj will ask gradually, but he is beginning with the Srishti Leela. That is a major part of the purport which Prabhupada is saying here. Parishit Maharaj is not immediately jumping to hear about the Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. And not only that, Shukadeva Goswami also did not raise any objection. So why are you asking Srishti Leela? Why are you not asking about the Vrindavan Leela? Shukadeva Goswami also did not actually raise objection. And Parishit Maharaj is also not directly going to the Vrindavan Leela. First he is beginning with the Srishti Leela. Because that is how, when we understand the Siddhanta first, when we understand the Tattva properly, then the pastimes of the personality of Godhead will be actually, one will be able to appreciate that more properly. So therefore, that is one of the important theme of the purport Prabhupada's writing. And Vishnu Chakratipada also says that, first I will ask about the pastimes of creation by the Maya Shakti, then I will ask about the pastimes of the Krishna in Vrindavan. So, in any field of knowledge, one may have a particular aspiration to achieve, but although the one may have a very high aspiration, but one must know how to proceed to achieve that aspiration, where to begin with. Even if a person wants to become a, say, open heart surgeon or a cardiologist, he has to begin with the preliminary subjects in the MBBS. He cannot directly enter the training for performing open heart surgery. So, although one may have the aspiration of getting attracted to the Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna, but one must begin with the Srishti Leela, and this example is set by the first speaker and the first hearer of the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is a major theme of the purport which Prabhupada is addressing in his purport. And Jiva Goswami, he also mentions another important point. Jiva Goswami says that Parishit Maharaj is asking about the Srishti Leela. Parishit Maharaj definitely wants to hear about Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. He already has a personal connection with Krishna. But why he did not ask about Vrindavan Leela is that if he directly asks about the Krishna's pastimes, it would create lot of pain, transcendental pain in Parishit Maharaj, out of separation from Krishna. So therefore, Parishit Maharaj is asking this question about the Krishna's Aishwarya in the Srishti Leela in order to produce steadiness in himself. Dairyam apadanaya. Because when we hear about Krishna's Aishwarya, it creates steadiness in a person's heart. It creates a steadiness in a person's bhakti. Yetam vibhutim cha yogam cha mamayo veti tattvatah sovikalpena yogena yujyate natra samshayah. So when a person hears about Krishna's vibhutis, one becomes steady in one's practice of bhakti. Avikalpena yogeta yujyate natra samshayah. It will eradicate all the doubts. So this is also another reason why Parishit Maharaj is asking about the Srishti Leela. So here we see that Parishit Maharaj's quality of a student, Veditu Michami Vivitsami, I desire to know. There's a nice Subhashita about the qualities of a student. Kaka Drishtir Bakadhyanam Shvana Nidra Tataivacha Alpaharo Jirna Vastram Yetad Vidyarthi Lakshanam. So there are five qualities of a student. Kaka Drishti. One should have an observation like a crow. Crow has a very keen observation. So Parishit Maharaj, as a, you will see throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, he has a very keen observation. At the right point he asks, because of his very keen observation, he asks questions at the right time. Because of his questions, that gives direction to Srimad Bhagavatam. Why did the Vrajavasis discuss Krishna killing Agasur after 1 year? Kaka Drishti, he had a very keen observation. Bakadhyanam, he has an attention of a crane. Is completely, greatly attentive. That is why every fine detail, like in fact, every question of Parishit Maharaj is worth actually meditating upon, remembering those questions. Because Parishit Maharaj is very attentive to hearing, and he asks questions at the right time. Why did the, when Yamadutas went and reported to Yamaraj, what did Yamaraj reply? Like that, many questions he asks with great attention. Shvana Nidra. A student should be a light sleeper. Dogs are known for actually Shvana Nidra. They are light sleepers. And Alpahara. If a person eats very heavily, naturally one will not be able to be very attentive. Alpahara. Jirna Vastram. a student should not wear very fancy clothes, simple clothes. So Parishad Maharaj already actually renounced everything, and the simple clothes he is sitting as a student and hearing from Shukadeva Goswami. So Bhuya Eva Vivitsami. Here we see Parishad Maharaj's eagerness to hear. And so going ahead, let us discuss some qualities of Shukadeva Goswami and Parishad Maharaj, some common qualities. So there is a beautiful shloka about the qualities of Sajjana. Gavadinam payon yedyuhu sadyova jate dhadi shiro dadestu nadyapi mahatam vikritihi kutaha. Gavadinam payon yedyuhu. The milk from a cow adya or any payon yedyuhu, either today or tomorrow it will definitely turn into curd. Adye payon yedyuhu sadyo va jate dadi, either today or tomorrow it will definitely turn into curd. Kshiro dadestu nadyapi, but the milk in the kshira sagara, have you ever heard that Kshirasagar milk has become a curd? The milk in the Kshirasagar, it never turns into curd, actually. That never undergoes a vikara. It never becomes a curd. So the mind of the great souls, the mind of the sajjanas are, it never undergoes a vikara due to kama, krodha, lobha, etc. Mind of the ordinary people is like the milk of the cow. It undergoes a vikara due to kama, krodha, or other anarthas. But the mind of the great souls is like the milk in the Kshirasagara. It never undergoes a vikara due to anarthas. So if you see, Shukadeva Goswami was such a great person. In one shloka, Harishwari Maharaj says that, Yat vrittir lalitang manasuna manang nagnasu magna bhavat. Shukadeva Goswami, when he was passing by, there were some young women who were taking bath without clothes. And Shukadeva Goswami was also young and he also did not have any clothes. But Shukadeva Goswami, when he saw them, there was not even a slightest vikara in his mind by seeing them. So that is a great position of Shukadeva Goswami, the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. And what about Parikshit Maharaj? Parikshit Maharaj, mind did not undergo any vikara when he heard the curse of Sringi. Tasyaiva megasya paravaresho vyasakta chittasya griheshva bhikshnam nirveda mulo dvijashaparupo yatra prasakto bayamashudatte tammopayatum pratiyantu vipra gangecha devi drita chittamishe dvijopasrishta kuhakastakshakova dashatvalam gayata vishnugata. Let the snake bird come and bite me, I don't fear. Krishna has actually come in the form of this curse just to make me detached from this household affairs, just to make me detached from this kingdom. I see that Krishna himself has come in the form of this curse. And in that way, Parikshit Maharaj welcomed the curse. His mind did not undergo any vikara by the krodha. So that is the quality of both the speaker and the hearer, Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami. Their mind is like the milk of the Kshirasagara. another common quality of Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. It is said, asad bishapate noktam jale likitam aksharam sadbistu lilaya proktam shila likitam aksharam. When a durjana, when an ordinary person speaks something, even by taking a shapata, but the words of an ordinary person will be like the letters written on a water. Letters written on a water. That's what he's like. The next second, actually, they disappear. They'll disappear. It has no, it will go into oblivion. But the words spoken by the great souls, even if they speak those words as a matter of a joke, sadbistu lilaya proktam, shila likita maksharam, they will become like the letters written on a stone. So the questions asked by Parikshit Maharaj and the words spoken by Shukadeva Goswami, they are like the shila likita maksharam. They are eternally etched for the rest of eternity. So, because Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, both of them, they had actually such great absorption, such great renunciation, and such deep Krishna bhakti, therefore, their words are eternally etched. About Shukadeva Goswami, it is said that, drishtva yasya niratyaya maharaho, drishtva yasya niratya maharahor, godoha matrastitam. Shukadeva Goswami would remain at a householder's place only for the time it takes for the person to milk a cow. Godoha matrastitam. He would only stay only that much time and then he would leave. And Bhagavan actually saw that Shukadeva Goswami, he is not interested in taking, taking some wealth from the rich people. He just takes little milk and in return he gives so much of spiritual knowledge to them. He enlightens much more than what he takes from them. So therefore, Narayana saw that, drishtva, Narayana saw that, go sandoha nivasameva vidade, Narayanopi swayam. Go sandoha nivasam. In Sanskrit, the word go also refers to the shastra. Go sandoha nivasa. So Lord Narayana made Shukadeva Goswami's mouth as the residence of the essence of all the Vedas. Go sandoha nivasa. He made his mouth as the residence of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we can see this quality of Shukadeva Goswami. And Parikshit Maharaj, about Parikshit Maharaj it was described, Atmajaya Sutagara Pashu Dravina Bandushu Rajye Chavikale, Rajye Chavikale Rajan Virudam Mamatam Gruhav Jahav. So Parikshit Maharaj gave up attachment towards the complete Rajya, Rajye Chavikale, Avikale Rajye. It's not that maybe he retained control over certain section of the Rajya. Complete Rajya, he gave up attachment towards the wife, children, his other different treasury, paraphernalia, his horses, elephants, everything, whatever he had. And Virudam Mamatam Grahu, completely. So Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami both had that complete renunciation. Therefore, both they were able to absorb in Srimad Bhagavatam. And another common quality of, so therefore we see that the words spoken by Shukadeva Goswami and the questions asked by Parishit Maharaj, they are eternally etched like the words in a stone. Another common quality of Parishit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami is that both of them saw Krishna in the womb itself. About Parishit Maharaj, it is described, Yuktahara Vihara Shalibirapi. Those who have complete control over the Ahara, Vihara, those who have complete control over the mind and senses, even for them, it is very rare to get darshan of Krishna. Prochinna Durvasanaihi. Those who have completely uprooted the all the Durvasana from their mind, even for them to get darshan of Krishna is very rare. And Pumbir Yoga Visharadairapi. Yoga Visharada. Those who have mastered the path of yoga, even for them to get darshan of Krishna is very rare. Sada Vedanta 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 Atma Bihi. Those who have studied the Vedanta deeply, even for them, Durdarsham Bhagavat Sudha Bhagavat, even for them to get darshan of Krishna is very rare. Durdarsham. But Sudarshana Mihaptam Yena Garbepi. But Parishit Maharaj got darshan of Krishna right in the garba, right in the womb. So we can see the greatness of Parishit Maharaj. And Shukadeva Goswami also got darshan of Krishna right in the womb. Brahma Vaivarta Puran describes, Shukadeva Goswami was not willing to come out of the womb. But at that time Krishna actually appeared to Shukadeva Goswami and Shukadeva Goswami prayed to Krishna. Only if you give assurance that I will not be affected by Maya, then I will actually come out of the womb. So, and being given assurance by Krishna, then he came out of the womb. So, that is the speaker and the hearer of the Srimad Bhagavatam we are discussing here. And regarding the Srishti Leela, so this question is about the Srishti Leela. We will see briefly some references from the Bhagavatam. What is the benefit of hearing Srishti Leela? Because Srishti Leela is going to start now and it will come repeatedly. This question will come in the second canto, now fourth chapter, fifth chapter, sixth chapter, ninth chapter, third canto it will come. And the fifth canto it comes. What is the benefit of that? So in the fifth canto, 26th chapter, Shukadeva Goswami gives a phalasuti of hearing Srishti Leela. So he says that, Anuvarnitam Adritaha Patati Shrinoti Shravayati Sa Upageyam Bhagavataha Paramatmanu Grahyam Api Shraddha Bhakti Vishuddha Bhaktir Veda. So one who hears, one who describes the Srishti Leela Adritaha with respect, or one who reads the Srishti Leela, or one who hears the Srishti Leela, or one who makes others hear, what will they attain? They will attain faith, Shraddha, and they will get bhakti, they will get bhakti toward the Supreme Lord. Vishuddha Buddhir, they will get purified intelligence, and they will attain the Supreme Lord. This is the benefit of hearing Srishti Leela. Another place, it is described the second canto, Mayam Varnayato Mushya Ishwarasya Anumodataha Shinvata Shraddaya Nityam Mayayatma Namukhyati. If the living entity constantly describes Maya in relation to the Lord, that means the pastimes of Krishna in the Srishti Leela, And if a living entity remembers or hears about Maya with proper faith, Shraddhaya, then Mayayatma na Muhyati. He will not be bewildered by Maya. He will not be bewildered by Maya. Because Vishnu Chakravartipad says that Maya is also a very dedicated servant of Krishna. Because she is a very dedicated servant of Krishna, so therefore, hearing the pastimes of Krishna in relation to Maya is an assistance in one's bhakti. The description of Maya as an assistance to the process of hearing, chanting and remembering is also bhakti. One should have faith that even Maya Shakti of the Lord, along with her expansion, is a devotee of Krishna. Therefore, one should hear these pastimes with faith. In another purport, Vishnu Chakravartipad says that why repeatedly Srishti Leela is being described in the Bhagavatam, especially in the second canto, third canto, fourth canto, fifth canto, because the conditioned soul is actually sleeping in the ocean of Kama, or is sleeping in the bed of Kama. In order to awaken him, he has to be awakened by speaking about the pastimes of Krishna in relation with Maya, in relation with the phenomenal universe. How the Lord is creating this world, what are the dimensions of this world, what are the planetary, how the planetary systems are situated. So this is something which a conditioned soul can relate to. Conditioned soul, it becomes difficult for him to relate to the Vaikuntha or the spiritual world beyond this world. Or Krishna's pastimes in, say, Vrindavan, other thing, because conditioned soul is affected by Kama and Krodha. When he hears those pastimes, it can awaken his Kama also. So therefore, in order to properly make him situated in the Aishwarya Jnana about Krishna, so therefore the first Srishti Leela is being described. So that is the, and also another example is given, like a thorn is removed by another thorn. Sometimes a person is hurt by the fire, and in order to cure that wound, another fire element is also administered. So because the conditioned soul is affected by Maya, so therefore he first has to hear the pastimes of Krishna in relationship with Maya in order to awaken him from the Maya. So that is why, out of great mercy, the Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj beginning with the Srishti Leela. And lastly, we'll discuss a little bit about this word, Durvibhavyam Adishwaraihi. Srishti Leela is not ordinary. It is inconceivable even for the great devatas. Let us see some references from the Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavatam 5th canto, Shukadeva Goswami says that, my dear king, there is no limit to the expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's material energy. This material world is a transformation of the material qualities, yet no one could possibly explain it perfectly even in a lifetime as long as that of Brahma. And no one in the material world is perfect, and an imperfect person could not describe this material universe accurately even after continued speculation. Even in a lifetime of Brahma, no one could possibly describe it perfectly. So don't think that Srishti Leela is something very inferior. Even Srishti Leela, it is something inconceivable even for the great devatas. And another place about this inconceivable aspect, there's a beautiful verse in the 8th canto, Brahmaji is saying that Ajata Janma Stiti Samyamaya Gunaya Nirvana Sukaranavaya Anor Animneer Pariganya Damne Mahanubhavaya Namo Namaste. So, the beginning of the Samudra Mantan Leela, Brahmaji is offering this prayers, Bhagavan is giving darshan to Brahmaji. And he is saying that, especially few words I will concentrate, Anor Animneer Apariganya Damne. So, there are, according to Nyaya Shastra, the objects in this world, they have one of the three parimanas, one of the three measurements. Anu parimana, vibhu parimana, or madhyama parimana. The measurement of an atom. Atom cannot be seen. And vibhu parimana. Vibhu parimana is for all pervading objects. Or madhyama parimana. Only those objects which have madhyama parimana, they can be seen by us. A table, chair, or a building. Or the objects with the anu parimana and the vibhu parimana cannot be seen. Here Brahmaji is seeing the Supreme Lord who is having the madhyama parimana in front of him. But he is describing the Lord as anur animneer. You are smaller than the atom. That means you are having anu parimana. At the same time, apariganya damne. You are all pervading. Your abodes cannot be counted. You are all pervading. That means you are unlimited. At the same time, you are vibhu parimana. At the same time, I am able to see that you are having a madhyama parimana. Can anything be possible, an object be simultaneously be having anu parimana, vibhu parimana and madhyama parimana? It is impossible. And that is what is known as inconceivable. And therefore, Brahmaji says that Mahanubhavaya Namo Namaste. Mahanubhavaya means because you have inconceivable potency, therefore you can simultaneously have Anu Parimana, Vibhu Parimana and Madhyama Parimana. And to that Supreme Lord I offer my obeisances. And another example, Devahuti is speaking, the third canto. Devahuti says that Atmeshwaro Atarkya Sahasra Shaktihi. Devahuti is completely astounded. Devahuti heard the whole Sankhya Yoga from Kapila Dev. And she is completely astonished that Supreme Lord, from whose navel Lord Brahma is born, and that Lord Brahma creates this world. So the Bhagavan, who is the source of the entire universe, that Bhagavan has taken birth from the womb of an ordinary woman like me. And she is completely astonished by this fact. She has practical experience of the inconceivable potency of the Lord. And therefore she is saying that Atarkya Sahasra Shaktihi. You have unlimited thousands of inconceivable potencies. And the last example for inconceivable potency from the Damodar Leela, Nachantarna Bahiryasya Na Purvam Napi Chaparam Purvaparam Bahishchantar Jagato Yad Jagachaya. Nachantarna Bahiryasya, for whom there is no beginning or end, who was neither inside nor outside, neither front nor in the back, who exists in front of the cosmos and behind the cosmos, and who himself is the cosmos. How can such a person be bound? How can such a person be bound? Who is in the Nachantarna Bhagiryasya, who is neither inside nor outside, who is in the front, who is in the back, who is within and without, and who himself is the universe, he cannot be bound. How can a spark of fire can burn the blazing fire. The spark of fire is the small element of the blazing fire. How can it burn the blazing fire? So how can a rope, which is a tiny part of the Lord's creation, how can it actually bind the Lord who himself is the universe? How can it bind the Supreme Lord Krishna? But that Krishna, while displaying his limited form with the Madhyama Parimana, he allowed himself to be bound by Yashoda. Tam matvatmajam avyaktam martyalingam adokshajam gopika lukale dhamna babanda prakritam yata. So Yashoda was seeing the all-pervading aspect of Krishna. Because even after bringing so many robes, she could not bind Krishna. And Krishna was having the same limited form. She was witnessing the all-pervading aspect of Krishna. But still, she considered Krishna to be her own child. Tam matvatmajam avyaktam. Krishna was having a human form, martya lingam. At the same time, is adokshajam, is beyond the senses. So, considering Krishna to be an ordinary child, Mother Yashoda bound Krishna. So, in the Damodar Leela also, Krishna displayed his inconceivable potency, because while displaying his limited form, he actually exhibited his unlimited aspect. How he is all-pervading. So usually, if a person is having a limited form, he cannot be all-pervading. If he is having an unlimited, if he is all-pervading, he is unlimited, then he cannot have a limited form. But while displaying the form with the Madhyama Parimana, he displayed how he is unlimited. But interestingly, after the Damodar Leela, Shukadev Goswami is not highlighting this inconceivable aspect of Krishna. How by his inconceivable aspect, how Krishna simultaneously displayed his limited and unlimited nature. Shukadev Goswami is not highlighting this aspect. But what is he highlighting at the end of the Damodar Leela? He is highlighting the Mother Yashoda's love. Nemam virinchi nabavo nashrir apyanga samshaya prasadam lebire gopi yattat prapya vimuktidat. Neither Brahma, nor Shiva, nor Lakshmi Devi, none of them obtained such mercy like Mother Yashoda, that Mother Yashoda could bring Krishna under her control. So therefore, Damodar Leela actually concludes with how the devotee is greater than Krishna. And this aspect is also beautifully described in another shloka by Vaishnava poet. When Bharat Maharaj went to Lord Ram, went to ask Lord Ram to come back to Ayodhya, Bharat was asking so many, giving so many reasons to Lord Ram, please come back to Ayodhya. But Lord Ram was refusing. And finally, Bharat actually gave a proposal. Okay, if you are not coming, at least give your paduka. Then Lord Ram agreed to that proposal. So one Vaishnava poet describes, like suppose a person is in dire need of a money. Suppose he is in dire need of a 1 lakh rupees and he wants to borrow from somebody. And then somebody says, okay, I will give you 1 lakh rupees, but give me something as a mortgage. And he says that, okay, take this pen as a mortgage. And then give me 1 lakh rupees. What? You are keeping this pen as a mortgage? Why should I take this pen as a mortgage? What is the value of this pen? Then he says that, oh, don't think this is an ordinary pen. This is a pen made of a gold. And then that person checks the value of that pen. And he sees that value of the pen is more than, it's about 2 lakh rupees. It's made of pure gold. Then he decides to give 1 lakh rupees as a loan. Because when a person is putting something as a mortgage, the value of that property of that mortgage property should be more than the amount he is borrowing. That is the basic condition. So when Lord Ram agreed to give the paduka, then Bharat accepted. Instead of Lord Ram, he accepted paduka. That means what? The value of the paduka must be greater than the person Ram. Otherwise, Bharat would not have accepted. Because the property mortgage is more than the amount you are giving, then the person who is giving the loan, he will have confidence. He will definitely come back. He will return the money to get back this mortgage property. Otherwise, if he doesn't return, anyway, I have more money. Because the value of the mortgage property is more. So when Lord Ram gave the paduka, Bharat accepted that. That means the value of the paduka is actually more than Lord Ram. So therefore, this Vaishnava poet says that, Padavani prabhavato jagatam trayanam ramadapitvamadika niyatam prabhavat. No chet katannu bharatasya tameva lipso pratyayanam paripanam bhavati bhavitri. Padavani prabhavato jagatam trayanam. So the paduka is actually, is holding Krishna, the Supreme Lord, who is actually giving protection to the whole world. And this paduka is greater than the Lord. And that is why Lord Bharat accepted that. So this paduka represents what? This paduka represents the acharya or the guru or the devotees of Krishna. So that means the devotee or the acharya is greater than the Bhagavan. And that is the conclusion of the Damodar Leela, where Shukadev Goswami, although in the Damodar Leela, Krishna displayed his inconceivable potency by which he displayed the limited and unlimited nature simultaneously. But Shukadev Goswami concludes the Damodar Leela by glorifying the devotee Mother Yashoda. So to conclude what we discussed today, we discussed some of the common qualities of Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadev Goswami. And then we discussed about what is the benefit of hearing the Srishti Leela. And then we also discussed about the qualities of a student. And we discussed about how the Bhagavan's Srishti is inconceivable, Bhagavan's form is inconceivable, how his pastimes are inconceivable, and how the Damodar Leela concludes that how the devotee is greater than the Bhagavan. Hare Krishna. Grantana Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.